Britain also excels in the field of electronics. The British are the first to use radar for the purpose of defence. In the ops room, radar is used for detecting planes and guiding pilots towards the enemy. The pilots from all over the British Empire are joined by airmen who have managed to flee their countries under German occupation, or whose governments are in exile in London. Poles, Dutch, Czechs, and the first of the Free French Forces, along with de Gaulle. Many of the British pilots are Oxford and Cambridge students. One of them, Richard Hillary, later wrote, "We were known as the long-haired boys. We were disillusioned and spoiled. The press referred to us as the lost generation. Superficially, we were selfish and egocentric. The war demanded no heroics, but gave us the opportunity to prove to ourselves and to the world that, undisciplined though we might be, we were a match for Hitler's dogma-fed youth." These German pilots have been trained by the Hitlerjugend, the Hitler Youth, with the idea of revenge. They feel that they are invincible. Their leader, Göring, is a popular figure in the regime. Göring, who is a man of luxury, often stays at the Hotel Ritz in Paris and turns the Luxembourg Palace into the Luftwaffe's headquarters. He has promised Hitler that the Luftwaffe could obliterate the Royal Air Force in days, take control of the air, and enable the Wehrmacht to invade Great Britain. The Luftwaffe has at its disposal all of France's airfields, their installations, and their equipment. Its pilots are well trained, like Adolphe Galland with his trademark cigar, who fought against the Republicans in Spain. Or Werner Moldes, an ace from the Battle of France. He was one of the pilots shot down, taken prisoner, and then returned to the Germans. He is now part of the aerial offensive against Great Britain.